Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, April 14th, 2026, 11 and a half minutes past the hour, and 67 degrees here in the area. Now, as many of you know, the big primary, election primary, is 3 weeks from today. And here in Ohio, we have a gubernatorial primary on the Republican side. Vivek Ramaswamy will face Casey Putch, and there is a lot going on in this primary, to be sure. There's a lot going on in this gubernatorial election, to be sure, which also includes Dr. Amy Acton at this point. And we've been talking the last few days about things going on with the Acton campaign, especially the NBC report that came out on Saturday regarding a domestic dispute at the home of Dr. Acton in 2019. And also some things have been going on with Vivek Ramaswamy as well. So this morning, we're so glad to be joined by candidate in the Republican primary coming up on Cinco de Mayo, May the 5th, Casey Putch. Casey, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on today. First thing I want to talk about, how's the campaign going 3 weeks from today till primary?
The tides, frankly, have shifted, and that's really exciting to see because, you know, Vivek's been out there so long, he's gotten stale and the cracks in his facade are showing. But what we're seeing now is a shift of the public all throughout various social media platforms and out there. People have woken up to what he really is, are disgusted, and they see in my campaign and movement exactly what resonates the people of Ohio's best interests. So things are shifting fast, and frankly, it's a little bit of fun.
When primary day comes in 3 weeks, what will be your guess on how this will all shake out? Well, what percentage of the vote do you think you'll get?
It's hard to say. You know, the anything relating to polls out there that are public are either wildly skewed purposefully monetarily or being pushed. What we're trending and watching is with regard to Vivek, myself, and others, and how everything has trended on social media platforms and the internet, positive and negative. So the shift is trackable. I really couldn't tell you on specifically how that's going to go, but I can tell you without any BS or platitude, we have a genuine shot at this.
Now, Casey, a lot of people who I've talked to who do like you and I do think support your campaign feel that you're in this. They're glad you're in this. A lot of Republicans are not fans of Vivek Ramaswamy, but they don't think you have much of a shot on primary day because of all of the money that Vivek has spent and his name recognition endorsement from President Trump. What do you say to those people who make that statement?
Well, they're stuck in the traditional world of politics, but America is changing very quickly with the nature of social media. Endorsements simply don't mean what they did in the past, and with the wild global criticism that's happened with, of course, the Trump administration, the endorsements that Vivek have are not helping him at all, and the people, frankly, feel in general that the wool has been pulled over their eyes, and they're bucking. So there's a genuine societal shift happening in America right now, and the race between Vivek and myself really reflects that. So I understand why people would say that. Money does matter, but we're coming to a point where people are disgusted by the nature of the traditional machine, and that's why the tide is shifting my way.
A year ago, people would have said Vivek Ramaswamy has this all tied up, that President Trump has endorsed him, that the Ohio Republican Party has endorsed him or is looking to endorse him, and he's got a lot of money. He's the guy. What happened in the last year?
Well, with regard to his campaign, the entire push to try to install him in Ohio, because that's what it is, the GOP effectively aligned for Ramaswamy in the same way that the Democrats tried to anoint Kamala Harris and skip a primary back then as well. It's the same sort of thing going on here. But the biggest critique I could make with regard to Republicans as a whole from federal level and all with Vivek is, if they really wanted to install him, they were both complacent and arrogant in the sense that they did way too much, way too soon. It was totally inorganic. And Vivek has been out there running for president, getting appointed to Doge, not doing any doging, and then running for Ohio so long that this is a man that's all he's been doing is increasing his net worth over the last 2 years and creating more connections to a totalitarian surveillance state through data centers, creating cheap foreign labor through Indian H-1Bs, et cetera. And these are all things that the people hate. So I would say that all the powers that be that wanted to install Vivek, their complacency and arrogancy is what's getting in the way of them being able to bring that globalist Trojan horse in.
Casey, I want to talk about a news story that has popped up here in the last couple of days in regard to Vivek, and then we'll get to the one involving Amy Acton. But, there was an April 11th snapshot that was captured 2 days after TiffinOhio.net published a report detailing how the Ramaswamy campaign was promoting the endorsement of a gentleman named Creech, who was accused in 2023 of climbing into bed with a minor female relative. According to the Bureau of Criminal Investigation, documents obtained by State House News. Ramaswamy also promoted the endorsement of a gentleman named Click, who made headlines earlier this month after resurfaced video showed Click reminiscing about talking to young girls, about how painful it is for them to engage in intercourse during testimony for his anti-trans legislation, House Bill 68. Now, the Creech endorsement has disappeared, but the Click endorsement has returned. Now, David Pepper with the Amy Acton campaign said this morning that essentially this man is not fit to be governor, Ramaswamy, for putting this man's endorsement back on his webpage. What do you make of this whole thing?
Well, it's a political thing in general, and the farther down the rabbit hole I get, the more I realize there's some very mentally sick people already embedded within government, even at the State House within Ohio, everything from sexual deviance to those connected with trafficking. So the fact that we're seeing something like this, which is horrific, but, you know, small in a sense to what really lurks below the surface, should surprise no one. The establishment is revolting. They don't have our best interest in mind. They work politics like Plato's allegory of the cave as a stage play, and they're trying to install Vivek. So if you're seeing a little bit of smoke, realize there's a lot of fire, actually, below the surface, which is another reason why, frankly, I'm here risking everything running against this, because we are actively and every day having our government and political parties spitting in our face and telling us it's rain.
Well, it's very interesting, Casey, because we did an interview earlier this year, and I remember at that time you were talking about how you felt that you were in danger, physically in danger because of what you were doing. How has that developed?
Well, it still exists. You know, there's genuine threats out there and whatnot. A lot of them I just don't pay that much attention to. But I'll tell you this. You know, Vivek is here to facilitate massive data centers all throughout Ohio that are set up only to take advantage of us in every way, shape, and form. But that goes a lot deeper. You know, really, when you look into it, his connections through everything from Wexner, who's obviously connected with Epstein for over a decade, the nature of these data centers, what the installations are going on, how companies like Palantir are embedded. What they're trying to do and facilitate and create is turn Ohio into a global laboratory for a surveillance state. So I frankly am, and I don't mean this as in a aggrandizing type of way, I'm the one normie standing in the way of the billionaire elite that wants to experiment with all of us. So, yeah, there's a lot of eyes on me, and they're looking for the most quick and efficient way to take me out. Unfortunately for them, every single attack that's come my way through social media and even what appears to have recently been a plant, possibly even set up with a news channel in the last week, have all failed. So we'll just see how it keeps going as they keep ramping up trying to destroy me.
You know, Casey, I want to get to the Acton story here, but one of the things that people have laid on you, and I want to give you the chance to respond here, the accusation has been made that you are racist because you have used terms like dung beetle and referred to Vivek as very Indian. You've heard these claims.
Yeah.
What do you make of that?
That's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, come on. We've been dealing with this silliness for 25 years. What is it, our first day on the internet? You know, regard all of that, whenever people start calling others names from racist, sexist, bigot, anti-Semitic, et cetera, all that is a term and a name to brand people to squelch any active and general criticism of what's going on. With regard to Vivek, yeah, of course, he was born to Indian foreign nationals, and mom didn't become a citizen for many years after that. His dad is still not a citizen. He embodies Indian values. He's highly connected to that. Yes, he's wanting to facilitate literally massive quantities of cheap foreign Indian labor to come to Ohio and displace us. And the thing about it is, you know, you criticize all those things, and that's plenty of reason to despise Vivek Ramaswamy as a candidate. But at the same time, too, he's showing himself as being from a dissimilar culture. And India, respectfully, is not America. It's largely a third world country. It has a caste system. Something like 25 to 35% of people at the minimum in rural and smaller areas still defecate in public. So, yeah, there's a lot of criticism to the Indian culture. And if somebody wants to call someone racist because they're making that criticism, and it benefits the person to label people with names, they're going to keep doing it. But I really don't care, because if anybody looked into my background for 5 seconds, they would know that I'm actually a really fantastic person that spent a decade of my life helping young people of all different colors and backgrounds and everything be mentored and get jobs to no benefit of my own. So it's just a lazy, stupid old thing that the world and the internet is getting over labels like that.
Casey, I want to come to the Amy Acton story here momentarily, but the primary that's coming up with Vivek, he just did a $10 million ad buy. What do you make of the ads that have popped up with Vivek Ramaswamy? A lot of people taking note that you don't hear his voice in these ads. I mean, people have done ads
exactly
before.
Correct, yeah. Exactly.
Well, what do you make of that?
The $10 million ad buy is damage control. Every time Vivek speaks, the people hate him more. His body language, the things he says, he looks down his nose at all Americans. It's very clear he's being installed, and he's been out there too long. So the ad campaign, they find everybody from, you know, seniors to sheriffs to even his wife to speak for him, to try to tell you he's a good guy, which is really hilarious when you think about it for 2 seconds, because he's such a disaster. They're having to dump 8 figures into a primary race already this many months before a general, and he's not even through. The public already hate him. So it's really backlashing, and it's just showing that they clearly know he's losing Ohio in the general, and that the GOP has complete target fixation, and at the moment seem aligned to go down with the ship and let Vivek actually turn Ohio blue, lose the state for the governor's a seat, as well as likely change things over for the Senate and whatnot. And that's all because of the GOP. That's all because Vivek is a horrific candidate and the people see it. So, you know, hopefully what we're starting to see, and I've got some behind-the-scenes stuff that GOP organizations have realized this, and they're going to start resending their endorsements to Vivek and giving it to me, because I actually reflect the conservative values of Ohio and have spent the entire adult life of mine helping people and having a genuine plan and policy that people like.
So you think people will rescind their endorsements and come your way?
They're starting to, yes.
Yeah. Who has done that so far?
I'm going to wait and let you see a couple coming out this week, because a couple are going to be pretty good bombshells.
Oh, okay. And the reason for this is, for people who are out there,
reality, they can't take it anymore either. They know they did something terrible. I'll give you one example. So Vivek, obviously he's Hindu, he's born of Indian foreign nationals. He shows himself of not having good values and caring about anybody else. As you know, he's worth a couple of billion dollars, but this is a man who left Ohio after college. He has no businesses in Ohio. He's done no real philanthropic work in Ohio. And he's given less money to charity, although we don't even know what they are, than he spends in 1 month on private jet fuel banging around Ohio in a campaign. This man doesn't care. So, you know, people have started to see that, and there was somebody that started a silly smear campaign trying to label me as an atheist, because I actually am the only Christian of note in this gubernatorial race, but people are starting to realize these things. They realize some of the smear campaigns that had existed and going, oh, we made a big mistake. Casey's the guy. So, you know, we'll find out if there's enough time for that, because obviously there's still a very, very corrupt machine that is trying very, very hard to install Vivek.
If you, and we want to think positive, but if you do not win the primary, will you vote for Vivek in the fall?
You cannot put a gun to my head and get me to vote for Vivek. In no way, shape, and form, not only will I not support Vivek, I will not support anyone who supported him. He is absolutely, and in totality, a globalist Trojan horse. He's here to facilitate a surveillance state, and he's going to flood Ohio with H-1B, cheap Indian foreign labor, just in the same way we've seen everything from the Somali population, the Haitian population, to Ohio will lose tens of billions of dollars and make all of our future worse. Not with a gun to my head will I support Vivek, and I will do everything I can to continue speaking as a public figure relating to just that. This mistake, this corruption of the GOP must never happen again.
Would you vote for Amy Acton?
No. Well, the Democrat Party is absurd.
Well, I think a lot of people would say that if you do not win the primary and you continue to speak for the remaining months of the election against how bad Vivek is, that essentially you will be handing the election to Amy Acton.
Very possibly, yes. But here's the thing. When you have a machine that is the GOP that's gone completely corrupt, they're going to get what they deserve. We don't want their mafia anymore. It's time for the mafia to break up and become the GOP that it should have been, and embodying their actual values that the party was formed upon. So regardless of what happens, that's where I, and frankly, thousands, tens of thousands, and you know, even hundreds of thousands of people, that's how they feel. I can promise you, with absolute fact, whether I continue to talk or not, there will be thousands of people that simply will not vote for Vivek, and I'm telling you this with the God's honest truth and certainty, he will lose Ohio, it will turn blue, and it'll be worse than just the governor role if Vivek makes it to the primary, period.
We know you are not fans of either of these people, Amy Acton or Vivek Ramaswamy, but you know, people like this term lesser of two evils. Is Amy Acton the lesser of two evils if these are the two candidates?
You know, the Democrat Party is revolting in its own way and done many things to wreck the state and the country and divide the social fabric of America. So I have very, very little respect for it. But I don't really want to be quoted at saying that. And as absolutely horrific as Amy may be, she actually may be the lesser of two evils, because Vivek is directly evil. I mean, this isn't like a guy that wants to be governor and has literally any best interest of us in mind. It will 100% sell out the state to the totality of data centers, which not only are just elites to the state, they literally are setting up a surveillance state of global proportions here. And he's going to flood it with cheap foreign labor that will never leave. Ohio will never be the same as Vivek. I mean, Vivek and what he has coming down the pipeline with all his people, if you just look into it the slightest bit and actually really think of what it is, not only should we never vote for that and stop it and metaphorically burn it right to the ground, that's enough that in the past people would have gone to war to stop these sorts of things.
You know, Casey, it's very interesting. You said something earlier, and I appreciate your candidness. You said you would not support anybody who supported Vivek. Does that include President Trump?
Yes.
So you will no
and
longer
another
support...
one. It also includes, I'll put it this way, I'm going to go a little further. So my grandfather, tremendous man, Battle of Okinawa, World War II, optometrist his whole life, graduated Ohio State University in 1950 on the GI Bill, didn't miss a home game for 50 years. My grandfather volunteered and was Jim Jordan's first campaign manager way back when he ran at the state level. Always proud of Jim Jordan. Now, my grandfather's not around anymore, but I can tell you this. Jim Jordan endorsed Vivek Ramaswamy. That enough alone tells me that he's a swamp rat and sellout, and I'll tell it right to his face. Absolutely not. And the only thing that makes me hurt a little less that that great man, my grandfather, is gone, is that he didn't live to see how horrific things had become. I will not support it. I will stand and fight in every way, shape, and form. I will run for governor against it. I will speak out in front of adversity, corruption, and anything that wants to do me ill. And if everything all goes to pot, I will stand in the trenches with everybody with the Second Amendment. It is that bad. Vivek Ramaswamy and the corruption behind him must be metaphorically burned to the ground for the sake of tomorrow.
I want to talk about Jim Jordan for a second before we get back to this primary, because you brought him up here. But Jim Jordan, obviously, recently, well, he's not recently accused, but heavily accused in the documentary, which is up for some Emmys now, Surviving Ohio State, of knowing things about the sexual abuse that went on at Ohio State with Dr. Strauss. Did you see the documentary, Casey?
I have not seen that, no.
But I'm sure you've heard the stories over the years now.
I've heard these things, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think Jim Jordan's involved? He keeps denying it.
I frankly don't know. I can't comment because I literally don't have the intel. I can tell you that Washington, D.C. is far beyond being a swamp. It's simply a sewer. That's insulting to swamps and their natural ecosystem. So it's impossible for me to know. But I can tell you, just the fact that he endorsed Vivek, they all know exactly what he is. This is no longer about what's in the best interest of the people of Ohio for tomorrow, and I will fight to the end against it.
Casey, I want to come back to the primary, because we had something interesting that will also be going on May the 5th, and that's the Republican primary for treasurer. This is very unique. Christina Rogner has been endorsed by Vivek Ramaswamy, and Jay Edwards has been endorsed by J.D. Vance. Now, that normally does not happen in a Republican primary. Why do you think that happened? And it sounds like, not being fans of either one of these people right now, who do you go for in that election? Which side do you end up on?
I'm not picking a side on that one. it's fascinating, the discrepancy between those two and their endorsements. It doesn't surprise me. You know, Vivek, and the reason he cozied into the GOP so early and totally sold out the machine had all to do with money and fundraising, period. I can only say with regard to that subject, I pass. It's silly.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Casey, because we have a state rep race in this area, and I don't expect you to know everything about that, but there are three Republican candidates running in that state rep race, and two out of the three came in and were all for Vivek. That's their guy. And the third one, more or less tentatively, endorsed Vivek. Now, why do you think that is? Why do you think they're doing that?
Well, let's quote Alex Triantafylou, the head of the Ohio GOP. He tweeted, I'm going to say about 2 months ago, I think something, hopefully I get this verbatim. It's surprising how often the world of politics and the world of organized crime resemble each other. And in that tweet, he posted a picture of the guy from the movie Scarface, which appalled me at the time. But that's a tell, and it's truthful. Political parties are run like a mafia. So the people that come in and, endorse or say they like Vivek and support him, that's because he's the one trying to be planted and installed by billionaires, by global elite, by everything that simply is set up to take advantage of Ohio. Those people may not realize the full extent, and they may not be capable or desirous of fighting against it. But the reason people come in and do these things with the nature of the nicest way I can put it, backpatting, these endorsements, is because they're just selling in to the so-called, I'm air quoting, mafia. And if you don't like it, then we got to do something differently.
Now, Casey, for people who plan to vote for you, want to vote for you on primary day, what would you say to them about voting for people who have endorsed Vivek Ramaswamy?
It is part of the machine. That's how this works. We still have to have a government, so I would look very carefully at what these people actually embody. Are they a personality that has totally sold out and bend? Are they You know, are they there to ride coattails in the machine? That might not be your guy. My thought is we need to look for people that actually have the courage to stand alone and specifically in the best interests of the people of Ohio, our community, our industries, in genuineness, not in superficial, but genuinely. So that's what I would encourage people to do, is do some soul searching and stop buying into the old hack machine of it's only left versus right, and you've got to be part of the club. Though that mentality is what's, you know, frankly leading the herd to the cliff face.
Want to get to the Amy Acton story here, so I want to read this just so we don't misquote this in any way. This was from NBC News on Saturday morning. Acton, this is from 2019. Acton, then the director of the state's Department of Health, now a Democratic candidate for governor, pulled a mirror off a wall, shattering the glass when she became upset because she felt her husband was antagonizing her, according to a police report from Bexley Police back in 2019. She told officers she had been drinking and had taken an unknown amount of prescription drugs and was about to drive away in her car before her husband, who also told the police he had been drinking, talked her out of it, the report stated. A medic dispatched to check on Acton recommended that she go to the hospital, but Acton refused, according to the police report. Police determined that there was no evidence of physical violence between Acton and her husband, only a verbal argument that had extended over her extended work hours. Now, her campaign on Friday disputed and sought to clarify several elements in the police report. Acton and her husband had returned home from a dinner where she had one drink, according to the campaign's written response. During a verbal disagreement regarding her long work hours, Acton bumped into a wall hanging, which fell, the campaign said. She then went to bed and was asleep when the police arrived, according to the campaign. Officers were dispatched to the home at 9:45 p.m., according to the report, which does not indicate how they were alerted. Acton's campaign said that she was not intoxicated at any point during the evening and that the prescription medications referenced in the police report were ones that she had taken regularly for years. The campaign also disputed that there was any reason for Acton to go to the hospital, asserting that any harm, injury, or impairment would have been noted in the police report. Police officials in Bexley, a Columbus suburb, did not respond to a request for comment on this article. Okay, what do you make of this, Casey?
Well, the biggest thing I'd like to know is how and why the police were alerted. That might give us more intel. But you have to look at this coming out and the timing of it. Is it, in a sense, hilarious? Relating to Amy Acton, yeah, because she's a terrible candidate. This is a woman who resigned as health director, didn't take the pressure. She did enough things that would have got her sued into oblivion. And she locked down the state for COVID. This is a horrific candidate to be a leader. The Democrats are just trying to install a pretty face. And what's incredible is we all have to realize, especially as conservatives and Republicans, all this woman has to do right now is smile, walk outside, and shake hands. She doesn't have to run on any platform. And currently, in a hypothetical poll of Vivek Ramaswamy versus her, she's destroying him. That's why I'm telling you he's going to lose Ohio if the GOP doesn't come to their senses and get rid of him. But, you know, Amy Acton is weak. I can easily defeat her. But the other thing we have to point out, and this is very, very important for us all to be self-aware of how we're all played in politics. Why did this report come out just now at this exact time? I'm just going to answer the question. It's distraction. It's distraction away from Vivek. There's likely things brewing with Vivek that are much worse, much more damning, because we can't go 2 weeks without having a new thing coming out showing just how absolute garbage is Vivek, from his bodyguard being arrested on federal drug trafficking charges, undergoing RICO charges with Peter Thiel from Palantir, who's a disfigured homosexual man lecturing everybody on who the Antichrist is. So the fact that this is coming out right now and is most likely deflection of the Republicans to try to take the attention away on just how disastrous of a candidate Vivek is and how badly he's doing in hypothetical polls against Amy is pretty obvious to me. So really the biggest thing is here to do is to realize, you know, Vivek is absolutely a Trojan horse. Our state will never recover from what they have planned. It has nothing to do with the betterment of Ohio. It has everything to do with a billionaire elite and a totalitarian surveillance state through data centers and flooding it with cheap foreign labor. that's what Vivek Ramaswamy is. And Amy Acton, maybe she's a nice person, but she's not a leader. And the Democrat Party is revolting. So we have to get rid of Vivek. So at the very least, me, a person who embodies actual good conservative values and resonates with the people of Ohio with worthwhile policies that have everyone's best interest in mind, can then be in the general with the Republican Party back on track. We can defeat Amy Acton and actually move forward with a plan that's in everyone's best interest.
So does this story mean anything to you? Should it mean anything in regard to Amy Acton?
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you know, that's pretty dramatic that the police were called for some kind of domestic dispute. I've never had that happen in my life. I don't, you know, what's going on there? It's something. You know, I recently, and I think this is coming out in the next day, people have been running AI programs, and they give a whole list of all the politicians from everywhere, from Vivek Ramaswamy all the way to Jim Jordan. Shows all their lawsuits and federal charges and accusations and everything. And Casey Putsch at the bottom of it, actually, I'll read it to you. Let me just bring it right up. 1 second. Yeah, this is entertaining to me.
No problem at all. We're chatting.
Scroll to the bottom.
Yep.
Casey Putsch, clean, no court cases, lawsuits, or legal issues found anywhere, federal courts, state courts, or news. You can have old Vivek Ramaswamy selling charges, Peter Thiel, who wants to surveillance state and has no one's best interest in mind, or Amy Acton, who's hypothetically, and under the influence of alcohol and prescriptions and drugs, hot mess, having such a violent or traumatic domestic dispute that the police were called. Or we could just say no to all this absurdity and go with the Ohioan that spent the last decade of his life helping young people get amazing jobs in engineering, got a lifetime achievement award from the Trump administration, the Biden administration, got to fly with the Thunderbirds for it, and developed 104 miles per gallon recyclable car on diesel that has a lower carbon footprint per mile than an EV. That's Casey Putsch. And that kind of background is what I will bring to the governor mansion and the state house, and we can forget about Amy Acton and Vivek Ramaswamy.
Has there been any conversations between you and Vivek Ramaswamy or your campaigns?
No, they are desperately trying to keep him away from me. They are doing everything possible to not acknowledge my existence and keep him away from debates. And I don't mean this aggrandizing, but Vivek, if he is anywhere near me, the contrast is so stark, let alone have a debate, because he would be destroyed. He's barely hanging in there right now. So they're basically keeping him locked up in the basement and not letting him talk as much as possible.
Do you think he personally would want to debate you?
No, it's not in his best interest at all. He would certainly, be hurt from that. Politically, his entire campaign is 100% AstroTurf. That would probably be the end of Vivek if they let him debate me.
One thing I want to talk about in this interview is gas prices, because gas prices are on people's mind right now. Nearly $4 in this area, much higher in other areas. A lot of this to do with what's going on in Iran right now. What do you make of the gas prices in Ohio and how it will affect all Republicans as we head into the November elections?
Well, gas prices are going to hurt everybody. They're already doing the same thing for truckers, trucking family, and moving goods across the state, across the nation, and that's horrific. That is one great telltale sign or canary in the coal mine for so many other things. And this is happening because, let's be honest here, I voted for Trump 3 times. I helped even support his campaign and speak out with my YouTube channel to get him in. But what we are getting from this administration is not what we voted for. These are not the promises. We have new horrific wars the United States has no business in. We're getting tariffs. We're not getting any dozing. We're not getting any savings. So, guys, as much as we love and supported Donald Trump, we didn't get what we voted for, and it's going to hurt us all. And if we let Vivek continue, it's the same thing. We are going to be hurt. So with me winning and getting in, I will absolutely be doing things to obviously cut the fraud that's happening to the many billions of dollars and looking at to where I can alleviate taxes for everybody to make Ohioans best endure the horrific actions that Washington, D.C. is befalling the United States.
You know, Casey, last week we had former gubernatorial candidate Jim Renacci on this program, and who was and is still somewhat a big fan of President Trump. He said that in Ohio right now, having President Trump campaign for you or endorse you is a liability. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Trump went against Thomas Massie hardcore down in Kentucky, and when he did that, Massey's points went up 10 or 15 points immediately, you know, because people see the very sad takeover that's happening in Washington, D.C. You know, Trump and DeWine being, you know, all in on Vivek, people quietly know that that's not a good sign right now, sadly, because, you know, I supported Trump, but we're getting some really bad things.
If the election were held today, would you vote for Trump again?
Over Kamala or somebody else?
Well, either.
if there was going to be another election, I'd put my entire line on. And I've said this a couple of times with some of the horrific things Trump has posted. I've said, I will run for president one day, or I will fight in the revolution. American history. We have a government that's supposed to be for the people and by the people. It's time that we all remember the second thing about being by the people. We have to stand up. We have to run for office. We have to fight back. We cannot sit in the theater watching this disgusting, evil stage play continue to ruin our lives. It is time to stand up.
What did you make of the AI-generated photo of Trump as Jesus in the last couple of days that he had to take down? He said he thought he was a doctor in the picture.
Yeah, that's a load of crap. So this is all a psyop. Let's be very, very honest. The people doing this, they know where they're at. They're steps ahead of the game. They know how to stir the pot. They know what they're doing. It's time that everybody wakes up and realizes this is beyond it. It was beyond bad taste. It was disgusting. In no way, shape, and form would him or anyone else posting that he was a doctor. It's still a childish, silliest meme at the very least. It's a disgusting. It's blasphemous to all Christians. He was obviously posing himself as Jesus in that way. On Easter Sunday, I believe, when we were bombing Iran, Trump was using expletives, which we've all done from time to time, but he was using it on Easter Sunday publicly, screaming at the Iranians, and then also saying, praise be Allah, in an insanely condescending, disrespectful way to the people whom we are actively attacking. I'm not even necessarily going to say the enemy, because I didn't see Iran do anything to us. And it's just vulgar and disgusting. But you can see how much Trump is tied in, of course, to our so-called ally of Israel, which is luring us into many atrocities right now. So it's all disgusting, and we're all being played.
Well, what do you take? A week ago today, we had the deadline with Iran that Trump said we were going to go eliminate a civilization if there was not a ceasefire. It turns out there really was not a ceasefire, or certainly has not been a great one. We've got a week now to go until this two-week ceasefire is over. What do you think's going to happen, and what do you make of the situation in Iran?
Yeah, isn't it funny how every time that Trump says there's a ceasefire and the people calm down for a second, that's Israel's cue to go in and bomb people when they're not paying attention? It's all disgusting. I can't even imagine how long it's going to be before we're out of this mess. We're obliterating the Middle East for no good reason. We're making the world a worse place. We're harming Americans. The fact that we're in Israel's stupid, evil, manipulative war is beyond disgusting. There's nothing good coming from this.
Did you ever dream that you would be saying these things about President Trump when he was up for election in 2024?
No. When I fought for him and got him elected, I was very excited. I was very elated because I wanted to see Doge. I didn't want to be in any new wars. And I just wanted to be a normal American and raise my family, look after my community. I wanted to keep trying to build a nonprofit and help young people get jobs. I wanted to work on my high-efficiency Omega car and build a material startup company and better innovation in the industry and my watch company. That's what I wanted to do. I just wanted to be American and build a better tomorrow. But all of our government across the board is destroying us. So I had to step up. No, it was never on my life bingo card. I promise you that. But all I can say is my soul was burning before I did this, and I thought long and hard of my life. I knew what I was risking running for governor against Vivek, literally everything. But when I thought about what my life would be like and how I would feel if I didn't do this, I would feel like my soul was dead. So I'm not one to speak for the man upstairs, but, sometimes maybe you get a little nudge from the man upstairs to do the right thing, and I know this is where I have to be right now.
We've got a few minutes left here. I'm going to run through some names, and I just want you to give me a grade on how you think they are doing or would do in office. President Trump, what's his grade right now?
F.
J.D. Vance.
You mean the past Silicon Valley leftist that's a plant from Peter Thiel and Palantir and manufactured by that? He needs to not be in power anymore at all. He's manufactured. I don't even want to grade him. He just needs to go away.
Bernie Moreno.
How Bernie? Bernie might be work withable. I'd like to interact with him more. He might be okay. We'll see. I'm just gonna give him a C, and I'll say we'll see.
John Husted.
I want to know more.
Sherrod Brown.
I have my apprehensions.
In that race, where do you see yourself going? Husted and Brown.
It's kind of a manifestation of exactly where we're at right now, isn't it, with the governor thing? I don't feel like Ohio's being represented for the people with solid individuals who really care, who can and will do something about it. It just feels like more of the same old political industrial complex, an old hat machine that does nothing but very slowly continue to lower the tide for Ohioans and Americans. I'm sorry, but it's very disappointing. I wouldn't have put the entirety of my life on hold and risked it all if things, I'll say, were better politically here.
Is there one who's less worse than the other? Much like in the gubernatorial race. Is it Sherrod? Is it John Husted? Is one less bad?
I got to be honest. I really can't comment on it in a way, and I hate the lesser of two evils thing. I think that's another example where we need to look at it, and if something doesn't feel right at our core with both, it's because it's not. And it's time for people, even normal people that have a clue in business, to start standing up and running. It is not that difficult to stand up and run for office and represent the best interests of Ohioans and Americans for tomorrow. We've got to get out of this political complex theater. We just have to do that. I'm going to leave it for the people to do that soul searching and make that decision. Because again, if you look at all the endorsements, it's just silly political theater at this point.
And I want to get to, obviously, the two other gubernatorial candidates, grades on how you think they would do or where they are at this point. Amy Acton, what do you grade her as?
Well, if it's for comedy and strategy, I'd give her an A. In terms of a leader, all she would be is a pretty smile and pretty hair that maybe would make people forget that there's no real leadership there. The real grade is F. She's not a leader. She's not fit to lead for any party at all. Does she potentially have value as a person and somebody who can do something? Sure. I don't know. Maybe a homeowners association or a school board, but she's not fit to be governor and command a $100 billion budget in Ohio and a fleet of F-16s and the Ohio National Guard. Absolutely not. So, the real grade is, of course, F.
And Vivek Ramaswamy.
It's worse than F. He is literally the embodying of a globalist takeover Trojan horse to take advantage of Ohio. That's not a politician. That's not an Ohioan. He's barely an American. Vivek, it is absolutely important that we make sure that Vivek Ramaswamy is never spoken about or seen in American politics again. He has to go.
Now, those are heavy words. Now, why so passionate about that? Because a lot of people would say, hey, you're in the Republican primary. We've talked about this earlier in the interview. Comments like that might hand this to Amy Acton.
Vivek is an enemy of the people. He infiltrated the Republican Party. He was a leftist before that. This is a globalist sellout. He's here to facilitate data centers, massive pollution, destruction of fresh water from aquifers to Lake Erie to Ohio River Valley, massive tax abatements that they pay no taxes, creating basically no real jobs, creating a totalitarian surveillance state with things like the Wexner cronies, which I will remind you, Wexner created Jeffrey Epstein for over a decade in Ohio. All the horrors of the Epstein file were bred in Ohio with the same things that are behind the same circle. Vivek Ramaswamy is, and this is not a political platitude, that man is a globalist Trojan horse to sell out Ohio, replace us with cheap Indian foreign H-1B workers, fact, facilitate data centers, which are only to take advantage of in the initial manifestation of a surveillance state lab in Ohio, fact. This man has no businesses in Ohio. He's done no real philanthropy in Ohio, despite being worth $2 billion. He left Ohio after being in high school. There is nothing about him that cares about Ohio. They never did, and they're just trying to install him. Not only, he doesn't even get a grade. This man needs to be expelled from school.
And I do want to mention Heather Hill running as an independent. How do you feel about her?
Her campaign is completely crumbling. There's things going to be coming out about her. She's done a lot of nasty, backbiting things and spread lies. She's serious in her own mind, but, I wish her happiness and luck in her own life, but, it's genuinely not worth talking about. I've met with her once, but I was disappointed that she didn't align to make things happen. But I wish her well, but I'm not gonna give her any kind of grade.
She, at some point, there was some kind of possibility of aligning with her or her aligning with you.
I spoke to her early on when we announced because we both agreed that the vote is terrible and that we wanted the best interest of the state. But it appears to me that Heather, she just has her personal reasons. And I'm seeing all the evidence that her campaign is completely crumbling. She's literally done zero fundraising. With respect, she has literally zero traction. So, I wish her well in life as a person, as a mom. But it's, in all honesty, she the best thing for Ohio is if she chose to leave the race.
Casey, with 2 minutes left to go, why should people vote for you on May the 5th?
My entire life, you can look and see that I have worked hard to make Ohio be a better place through my nonprofit and helping young people get jobs, building innovation like the Omega Car. I have a lovely little family. There's no divorces in our family. No one's been arrested. We got proud military men going all the way back to the 1800s who care about Ohio, their family, their communities, the state, and their nation. And I'm a product of that. So generally speaking, track record is a pretty good indicator of what the future will be. And I bring simply all of those values, all of that drive and alignment to the state house. So you can understand that a Putsch governorship will be one that actually cares about the people of Ohio and the state's future.
Casey Putsch has been the guest. He is a candidate in the Republican primary for governor coming up on May the 5th. Casey, I hope before the campaign happens, you can swing through Marion here and stop by and we can do an interview in person.
Well, I'm honored. Actually, this weekend I will be at the Mid-Ohio Sports Car Course. We'll be doing some fun track stuff with influencers and also the Brown Derby Roadhouse on Saturday night in Columbus. So who knows? Maybe we can connect this weekend.
Let's hope so. Thank you, Casey.
Thank you. Bye now.
Casey Putsch, he's running for governor, and you can certainly say this about Casey. He is rather outspoken, and a lot of people like that in a candidate. So there you are. All right, we'll be back tomorrow morning. Hope you have a great day, and heaven knows there'll be lots to talk about tomorrow as well. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.